Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Ken Hodge, from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. I've got some very exciting and what I consider very big news. I'm going to use my podcast today and officially let my podcast audience and every member of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, that it is my intention to offer you another alternative when it comes to being president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304. And that alternative that I'm going to offer you as Kenny Hodge and the platform, a president's and team with presence. What does a Local 304 Mail Handler Union's president's job description look like? Of critical importance, I believe a local union president should be present at all times, accessible to all the stewards and branch presidents of the union, and even more significant to the union members. My name is Kenny Hodge, and I am campaigning to be the president of Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. It is my intention to be knowledgeable, make some important changes, and to be present at all times. Today, as I announce my candidacy, I want to share a little about myself. I have 38 years of experience with the Postal Service in a variety of service areas. I have been a letter carrier, a clerk, mail processor, a mail handler. I've also been a supervisor, a superintendent, manager, and I've recently had the pleasure of being a steward and a branch president in Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union. I proudly served 38 years in the military with service in the Marine Corps, United States Army, and United States Army Reserve. I have two adult children, Kenny and Jillian. My son Kenny is the owner of You vs. You clothing line, and my daughter Jillian serves the nation in the United States Air Force. I am recently married, so I guess that makes me a newlywed to my wife, Jane Hodge. In 2015, I ventured into the world of podcasting and shortly thereafter created a postal podcast that airs weekly on Blog Talk Radio. When I began the postal podcast episodes, many mail handlers commented that this podcast was an invaluable resource to help them understand the many components of union and management developments, both in contract and management issues. I am in the City Gate PNDC working alongside mail handlers at least 5 days a week. I have my finger on the pulse of mail handlers' life because I am there with you. The same thing that affects you are the same things that affect me. As local president, I believe I can bring positive change to our members. Leadership has the greatest opportunity for improvement when it comes to the Local 304 National Postal Mail Handlers Union. Representatives such as branch presidents and stewards of Local 304 lack only one thing: proper training and a solid understanding of our national agreement. We see and hear about the lack of understanding almost daily, members being put out of work unnecessarily, injuries not being addressed properly and in a timely manner, as well as other inappropriate uses of our contractual protection overall. Knowledgeable leadership would be the easiest means of correction. Many mail handlers in the Local 304 branches have no idea who their local president is. Do you know who the local president is? Do you know what his strengths are when it comes to training the people who represent the members of this union? All branch presidents and stewards should know the local president, who must be able to provide the knowledge and experience to assist and protect their members when union representation is needed. No one, not one single union member or non-union member of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union should be left in the dark or unprotected when they need representation. We should never expect the members to know the contract inside and out. That is the job of the Local 304 Union and its representation. Perhaps the greatest responsibility of the local president is to serve all representatives and members of the Local 304. The local president must be available to all members who have questions, concerns, or suggestions. The local president must not be afraid to share information. They say that knowledge is power. I say that sharing knowledge intensifies that power. The more we share with each other, the stronger Local 304 becomes and the stronger you become. In conclusion, when elected the local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, I will strengthen the local through education, representation, and availability to all 304 members. For too long, provisions in our contract have been ignored. For too long, we have had leaders whom most of you never seen. I promise to serve with respect and continue pursuit of improvement. I promise to represent you. It is time we had a president with presence. I am Kenneth Hodge, and I am present.